We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The head coach of the football Giants is Pat Shurmur. He joins us now. Coach, welcome. How are you?
How's it going, Mike?
All right, Coach. The owner made some news today. He said nice things about you and the GM. Said he was a little embarrassed about the start, and then said that Beckham should have a little more playing and a little less talking. So how do you feel about that stuff?
Well, I think, you know, we all feel the same way he does. You know, we're disappointed with the record. We feel like, you know, there's areas where we're moving in the right direction. The record hasn't shown it yet, and I understand his feelings. You know, we're urgent. You know, I've said it before. You know, every time I take the podium after a loss, I'm disappointed for our team. I'm disappointed for our fans. I'm disappointed for our owner. And, you know, we want better results. And, you know, with regard to Odell, you know, it's pretty obvious what's happened in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, listen, he's a New York football Giant. And as long as he's here, we're going to work with him to be the best person he can be on and off the field, you know. And, you know, all this stuff has been addressed. You know, we have accountability standards in the building, and, you know, we talked about it. And so we're just trying to move on.
How about the idea of for the second straight week, Coach, leaving the field before the half? What's going on there?
Well, the first time, you know, obviously, you know, he has a problem where, you know, he needs to get some fluids at halftime. And, you know, this time here, there was just a little miscommunication in terms of him leaving. And, you know, and that's something. That
so he usually checks to see if he's going to be needed again. This time he was, and he wasn't there.
Essentially, yeah.
But did he get permission before he left?
Well, he got permission, but not in a way that was typical of what you need to do.
Okay. All right. So, but
it's more of a protocol thing.
Been addressed, though.
Definitely been addressed.
Coach, you 1-5. Obviously, it wasn't what you were looking to do. We know that. Right. No one was 1-5 wanted to be 1-5. Can you put your finger? Let me take you back to training camp. You said this to me. You said it to everybody. We'll go as far as the offensive line will take us. Right. That's what you said. And I think that was prescient. I think it was right on the money. The thing is, can you get that problem buttoned up?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I do think we're making progress there. You know, with regard to the other night, you know, the score got away from us. You know, we moved the ball into the red zone. We kicked three field goals and we missed the fourth, you know, in situations where we need to score there. And then later in the game, you know, we missed on a fourth down end zone, you know, fade ball. So, you know, we're doing a better job of moving the ball. We had some more explosive plays. But now when we get close, we got to score. You can't play a very good team and trade field goals for touchdowns. It just doesn't happen. And, you know, I think we get the ball in, and there's reasons why, you know, the results will be different.
The fans have watched this past week, and they see the same things I do. You don't see this. You're working. But they see ex-quarterbacks who are guys who have had a lot of success say Eli is not staying in the pocket long enough to make plays. You had Bill Cowher say, Eli is looking at the rush. He's not looking downfield. I asked Eli about it. And he says, I don't think I'm doing that. What do you think?
Listen, I think there were a handful of plays that Eli would probably want back, you know, and then I just got to make sure we just keep giving him the stuff that he's comfortable with. Nobody played well enough to win the other night, and it was obvious. We got beat by a good team, and we didn't do enough to win. But, you know, I think the mistakes that are showing up are no different for the quarterback than they are for the running back and the offensive line or anybody on defense.
Well, I want to give the running back credit here because I think without getting a whole lot of support in terms of having holes open for him, I think he's done an incredible job. I think the kid's had an amazing year considering the fact if he ever had any holes to run through. He did in the Houston game. I'll give him some there. But other than that, he hasn't had a lot of room to run, and he's done an incredible job.
He's an amazing player.
He sure is. He sure is.
I think, you know, the way I look at it, I've spoken about him on a lot and many different occasions. You know, and I've said this before, the thing that most impresses me about him is I mean, his spirit on game day, his competitive nature, his positive energy, all the things you're looking for from a player that, you know, can lead your franchise is there. And it's amazing how competitive and how positive and how supportive he is. And when you hand him the ball, he's one of those running backs on a simple little run play. He can take it to distance. And so we need to make sure he's still featured throughout the game, whether we're running it or throwing it. He needs to touch the ball, and we made an effort to do that the other night, and I think he had good production. And, you know, the thing that was most impressive about him, though, the other night, and again, I was told this, is when he was asked to talk about his performance, you know, he was the first one to say it wasn't good enough, we didn't win. And so,
yeah, you want 50 of those, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that tells me that this young man gets it.
No, I think he does, and he clearly does. And he's got great ability. He's got an incredible explosion, there's no question. He's an incredible athlete, and he has not had a lot of room to run, and he's done an amazing job. I totally agree. I mean, you can see this offense when that works. It hurt not to have your tight ends. I think it cost you on that first interception. I think that, you know, obviously that's a problem. Are you going to get anybody back in that area this week?
Yeah, you know, certainly we didn't have Rhett, and we didn't have Evan.
Right.
And again, injuries are excuses. We got to play around it, but
right.
We should get them back this week. So we're, you know, that would be good. We'll have a little bit more firepower on the middle.
All right, you're 1-5. You're first year head coach here with this team. You're in New York with a big franchise. You're 1-5 with a team that had bigger expectations. You have a veteran star quarterback who's been a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. You got a wide receiver who's a handful, who's an all-world player. You got a new rookie who everyone thinks is an all-world player. How do you hold this together at 1-5?
Well, that's the fun challenge about what we do. And, you know, that's sort of what we all sign up for. There was a reason a year ago the Giants were looking for a new coach, you know, and we got a lot of new faces. You know, I think we've got, you know, there's 18 guys on this roster that were on the 53 last year. So, you know, there's 35 new faces. And, you know, it's fun to watch how hard they work, and now it's important that we – hey, right is right. We got to go win a game.
I mean, is there something where you guys as a staff or you can take a step back and say we're not doing something right? I mean, or do you just think that maybe the team isn't as good as we thought it was? Or I know the schedule was tough. These haven't been easy games. We understand that. We know the one was a backbreaker in Carolina, but that was not a great effort against the Eagles the other night.
Well, I think the effort was good. We didn't play well enough. I mean,
They got in there and they wrecked the game with their pass rushes, which you knew they could do. I mean, they have that ability.
Right.
I mean, they're a good team. They're a defending champion. We understand that. I'm not saying they're not a good team. The point is, there's just been too many breakdowns for your team.
I don't disagree with that. And that's where I think it comes back to execution and playing better. You know, when you look at the way the game started, you know, we spot them 7 points. Then we come right back down and we drive the ball down. And Saquon has a long run. We're in the red zone. We really have 3 plays where we have opportunities to either keep that drive alive or score points. We don't execute it properly, and then we kick a field goal. So there you go, 7-3. You know, and then the same thing. We drove it down, we kick field goals. You can't do that in a game like that against a good football team. So, you know, there's areas there that you point to, and this is always a challenge. You know, I go into the year thinking and expecting to win every game. I mean, I don't know what other people expect,
right?
But when you don't, you're disappointed. You know, that's the best word. You're disappointed because you put a lot into it. But right is right, and we got to find a way to get over it, and we got to find a way to get over the top, win a game, and then point toward the next one. And I think that's the challenge that we face. I think, you know, the team can't get ill in these situations. You just keep playing because you never know what's going to happen.
Do you worry at all that you're having any issues inside your room? Do you worry about your room splintering at all? Do you worry about stuff like that?
No, I mean, I keep track of it because I think the health of the locker room is what drives your team. And I see a bunch of guys that are working at and believe in one another. And, you know, some of the new faces, you know, we made a couple moves today so that we can take a look at some younger guys. You know, we cut a linebacker in a corner so that we can move some guys up and see what they can do. And we'll keep juggling things to try to find the right combination of guys. And, you know, sometimes the answer is on your roster, and we're just going to try to give our guys opportunities and try to get the best combination.
Well, the offensive line is a tough place to juggle. You don't have a whole lot of extra guys in that area, that's for sure. I mean,
there aren't a lot of backups anywhere. So you just try to find the right combination.
Not easy to do. Very tough to do. And that, listen, I think that's the hardest thing I see in this league now, year to year, where you get such turnover, is I see so many problems now in offensive lines that I didn't see years ago. The continuity in these lines is not the same. They don't stay together as long. You don't have as much time in practice. You don't have as much time in training camp. It seems to me continuity on these offensive lines is very difficult now.
Well, I would say this, that the guy that has the most experience as a New York Giant playing offensive line is Chad Wheeler.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the only starter from a year ago that was on the Giants.
Right, you have all new guys, yeah.
They're all new guys, and so we're making an effort to make the changes necessary, and we just got to keep going.
How has Hernandez done in your mind?
I think he's done well in a lot of areas. I think what he, in my opinion, you know, he'll fall victim to a bad play or two.
Right, a couple of bad blitzes or something, right? A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, he's graded out pretty high as far as his overall play, right?
Overall, I think we got the right player, you know.
He's a keeper.
He's a keeper, and I think he's a guy that, you know, he's a rookie, and there's no excuse for that, but there's things that he's seeing for the first time that, you know, then he learns from it. So the mistakes that he's made are not repeated mistakes. And so you just got to keep trying to get those bad plays out of his system.
Is it hard to have a quarterback who has the status of an Eli Manning? Does that make it more difficult because of who he is?
No, I don't think so. Eli is a very easy guy to work with. You know, there's humility there. He's willing to, you know, part of the problem you have working with players sometimes is they're not willing to accept the fact or acknowledge the fact they made a mistake. And that's not what you get with Eli. You know, I think the process is this. You know, if you're not afraid to make a mistake, if you do, you first got to admit it. Then you look for a reason, you know, why it happened, try to correct it, and you move on. And, you know, there's humility there. As accomplished as Eli is, you know, there's a humbleness and a, hey, you know, I screwed that up.
And he never throws anybody under the bus. And all these years, he's never thrown. I've never heard him throw another player under the bus ever. You know, and maybe that's a fault of his because some of these quarterbacks are demanding. And you know that. The quarterbacks can be very demanding, especially good ones. Maybe he needs to be a little more demanding. Maybe that's an issue.
Well, I think he is within his own personality. I mean, what you see from Eli and what the world sees from Eli is the genuine Eli. Now, I think we all every once in a while would, you know, without people seeing it, toss a chair, get upset, do all that. You know, I think that, you know, use the right way, that can work, you know. But within Eli's personality, I've watched it. I've already seen it in the short time I've been with him, that he will make his feelings known. It's just not for public consumption.
Is he still commanding your team the way he needs to as far as the locker room? Because some guys have said, oh, you know, there's rumblings, there's guys in the locker room that don't believe he's still the guy anymore. Do you sense any of that?
I don't sense it, and I certainly haven't heard those so-called rumblings.
Okay. I mean, so listen, I think I'm not saying they're there because I'm not there. I'm asking the question. So, you know,
it's a fair question.
Yeah, I think it is. And also, you know, whether guys are, you know, it's not even unfair to doubt a guy. Listen, just because he's had a great career doesn't mean he has to be good right now. So, we're looking at him as, you know, some of this is his issue. I see him checking down a little too quickly now. Maybe that's partly because he thinks Barkley can make a big play. Plus, we know the line hasn't been real good. Does he have to stand in there more and maybe make throws down the field? Maybe he does a little bit. Maybe that has to be part of the deal.
Yeah, no. And I think if I were to say sometimes it's all the above, you know. I think you just find a way.
So you still think it's fixable this year, though?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
You still think it's fixable this year?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the whole team's fixable where we can get on and, you know, get to our winning ways.
It's a big thing here, or do you think these are small things that you can correct? Because it's now 6 weeks in, and you're 1-5. You know, there's not much left to play with.
Yeah, no, I get
I know you're aware of that. I understand. I understand you know what the record is. You know more than I do what the record is. I understand that. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
listen,
no,
being 1-5 in this league is no fun. I know that's the case, yes.
No, and it's disappointing, you know, that we haven't gotten the wins. But, you know, believe it or not, you know, anything we want to accomplish is still there. We got to find a way to turn this thing quickly and get a win on Monday night.
How do you keep from getting down during the season?
Well, because I'm a career coach, and I've been on both sides of this, and I've seen it turn, and I've seen it turn for the better, and I've seen guys that you had no idea could do it for you come up and do it for you, like last year with Case Keenum. I mean, they were hanging crepe in the building when, you know, then our two quarterbacks went down, and then Case came in and helped us. And, you know, so I've seen both sides of it, and you know, I just know that, you know, you get a win, you get a little confidence, you know, and some of these new guys that we're going to put in there, we'll see the effect they have on the game.
How about special teams? How do you feel about where you are with those right now?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're not getting the field position that we need.
Nope.
And, you know, and some of that comes from the return game. You know, I think we got to make sure we field the balls when necessary and when possible, and we got to try to create a little bit more field position. Aside from the one kick the other night, you know, I think Aldrich has done a good job making his kicks. But there's some stuff in the return game that certainly we can get much better at.
No, the field goal kick has been okay. I mean, he missed one the other day, but that's fine. I mean, it's been good. I think it's just been the return game's been really sour. I mean, you guys are starting deep in your territory a lot.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, obviously the closer you get to the goal line when you start, the better. You know, I'm not a statistician.
Yeah, I think so. Plus, I mean, you see how explosive this league is now. I mean, you know, you watch the teams, and you know, there's so many explosive, and you have explosive players too. It's not like you don't. You do have explosive players.
Yeah, no, we do. And you know, again, Odell and Saquon, and you know, those guys. And, you know, and I think Sterling Shepard. And now, you know, we really only had Evan Engram for a couple weeks, and now hopefully we can get him back and get, you know, flip him a couple balls and see what he can do with it.
Is Vernon hurt again? I saw he sat out practice. Is he okay?
He's got a little rib thing, but I think he just missed today. So I think it's just some game wear and tear from the first week.
Because he did at least make his presence felt in the game. He definitely did, you know?
He had an impact on the
game.
He
had a sack and he had a couple of hurries. So he did have. He did definitely make his presence felt, no question.
No, OV is a talent. And when he's out there, you know, it's pretty obvious that he's creating pressure on the quarterback, and I think that contributed on some of the downs where they chose to throw the ball. So, you know, I think what he's dealing with is some game wear and tear from the first game back. It's the first game he's played in a while, and you know, we're certainly hopeful he'll be back Monday.
I'm sure you did some self-examination with the team, with the staff. Then you had these extra days off. Did you come up with anything interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of thoughts that I shared with our coaches, and you know, most of it is just, hey, working with the players, and it's really for behind the scenes kind of stuff. But the good thing about a Thursday night game is, and I asked the players to do this, is just you got to sit back and you got to reflect, and you got to make changes, because it's insane to just try to do the same thing and try to get you know, different results. And so, you know, there's areas you just don't recreate everything, but areas we need to improve on, we're addressing.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Giants, as they get ready to take on the Falcons on Monday night. The Falcons won last week. They don't have much defense. They did have another big offensive game. They just put Freeman on the IR. You know, he's had like three different injuries. Now they put him on the IR. You know, something's up with Freeman this year. I don't know what's going on. And they're missing a bunch of defensive guys. And actually, Tampa almost made a play and almost came back in that game, even though, you know, they were down 5. And if you saw the game, they kicked the ball out of bounds at like the 10-yard line. They almost came back with a wacky play at the end of the game. If they had won that, I don't know what they would have done in Atlanta. But still, Atlanta's only 2-4. They'll try and see if they can get the 3-4. So they're pretty desperate themselves. And they'll move the ball on everybody. So you know that. So you're looking at – but they don't have much defense right now. So this should be a good game for the Giant offense, because I don't think Atlanta's got much to offer on the defensive side. And Tampa turned around and fired Mike Smith after – they fired Smith after the coordinator after the game because of the way their defense was playing. And see, they've had that kind of year. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.